Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Lonaker. We've been talking this week from the better things that God hath provided for us in the book of Hebrews. We find in the book of Hebrews the word better 13 times. And I think God's using it for a reason, to make us realize how much greater opportunity that you and I have than that they did in the Old Testament. So this week we've been looking at the better things that God has provided for you and I. And this morning I'm going to look at another one of those better things. In Hebrews 11, verse 35, it says, "Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection." So this morning, I'm going to be looking at a better resurrection. And in order for us to experience a better resurrection, we're going to have to experience the first resurrection. That is when a person is born again. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, it says, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power." And that's the better resurrection that we're talking about. But in order for the better resurrection to happen, you know, where death hath no power, that first resurrection needs to take place. It says, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So here we see that in order to experience a better resurrection, we need to experience the first resurrection, and that is talking about the new birth. In Romans chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead," that's the resurrection of Jesus Christ, "by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." Notice, his resurrection. We shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him." You know, and that is the better resurrection, that death hath no more dominion over him. And I praise God for that this morning, that death hath no more dominion over us, because we have experienced the first resurrection, being born again of his Spirit. We have the gift of eternal life that God has blessed us with. And I praise the Lord. You know, Ephesians chapter 2 also talks about the first resurrection. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. "And you hath he quickened who were dead." You know, notice that we're dead. We're dead in trespasses and sin. You know, when something is dead, it's dead. But when it's resurrected, it's made alive. "Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened." You know, that word quicken means made alive. "Hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up," again, resurrected us up, "together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, verse 7 says that in the ages to come, this verse is talking about the better resurrection that is to come, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. And so we see here, in order to experience a better resurrection, we need to be quickened together with Christ. We need to experience the first resurrection so that we can experience the better resurrection, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And we have an example in Luke chapter 15 of the prodigal son. We know the story, how he went out and lived a riotous life, and when he came to the end of himself, he decided to repent and go back to the Father. And the Father threw a party for him, and they were having a feast. And in verse 32, it says, "It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this is thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." So here was the prodigal son was dead, but he was resurrected. He experienced the first resurrection. And so in order to experience a better resurrection that is to come, we need to experience the first resurrection. I'll close with one verse in Philippians 3:10. The Apostle Paul says this, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." So the Apostle Paul is saying here, as he lives his life in the flesh, that he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And that is in the newness of life. As the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Therefore, old things have become new, and all things have become new. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. That is the power of his resurrection. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. And I pray, Father, that you would bless each one with the first resurrection, that they may experience the better resurrection, the one where we will experience life forevermore in your presence, life throughout eternity, and that we may experience in the ages to come the kindness that you want to show to us, Lord, through Christ Jesus our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.